Good evening. We're going to wait another minute for Councilor Mayo. Hello, good evening. We'll start the council agendas. I have something before you start. So councilors, on Monday, as you can see, there's a public hearing. And so tonight is not necessarily the night to ask the questions. We have a resolution that will pull, two resolutions will pull off the consent agenda. So we will do it at that time, just to let you know. I think that's all the information for that. We'll get to the resolutions down the road that will be pulled that are related to this. Do you have any questions? Go ahead. So the hearing is mostly for the public. We are is it an appeal? Are we going to get from the... Okay.
Originally, this is based on that decision, and so you'll have a hearing, and then when you need to decide on which resolution to approve, that'll be the time to discuss. Else,
sides again. Go ahead, Councilor Anderson.
President Kennedy, and good evening, councilors and staff. Just to get the seed planted with everybody that we do have a Human Rights Commission annual report at 6:00. And then the public hearing will actually take place at 6:30 on Monday night. So it'll be really important to have as many counselors there as possible. So please do your best. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. I was just... But we can move on if there's no other questions to the consent agenda. Start with Councilor Awal, who will read for Councilor Alston.
Item 3, Resolution 512, resolution approving the temporary expansion of on-sale intoxicating liquor license to various licensees. Item 4, Resolution 513, resolution approving issuance of a temporary on-sale intoxicating liquor license to various licensees. Item 5, Resolution 514, resolution approving the permanent expansion of the on-sale intoxicating liquor license of various licensees.
Not seeing any counselors with their hands raised, we'll move on to Vice President Randor.
436 is a resolution confirming the assessment role of delinquent utility fees during the period of January 1st, 2022 to December 31st, 2022. Resolution 437 is a resolution confirming the assessment role for delinquent assessments levied against property with regard to property violations during period of April 1st, 2022 to April 1st, 2023. Resolution 438 is a resolution confirming the assessment role of delinquent solid waste collection fees during the period of March 1st, 2022 to June 1st, 2023. And Resolution 483 is a resolution authorizing the city to enter into an updated agreement with the Minnesota Department of Revenue to administer the City of Duluth's general sales and use tax.
Any hands raised? We'll move on to Councilor Owell.
Thank you, President Kennedy. Item 10, Resolution 510, resolution approving proposed amendments to the specifications for the existing civil service classification of manager, parks, and recreation.
No questions. Going to Committee of the Whole. If you go ahead, Councilor.
Thank you. Just on that last one, I'm just getting caught up here, and I'm a little from travel. So for the manager, so this is a significant role in that department. So I'm just curious what the changes signify.
President Kennedy, Councilor Anderson, this is part of the ongoing process that our Human Resources Department has gone through to look at job classifications and make sure they're up to current job duties. And so this is just part of that process.
Kennedy, Councilor Anderson, the attachment in the agenda shows what changes were made.
Great. I appreciate that. Thank you.
We'll move on to the Committee of the Whole. Resolution 0507, approving laws of Minnesota 2023, Chapter 64, Article 8, Section 10, and authorizing the city clerk to file certificate with the Secretary of State. Resolution 0508, approving laws of Minnesota 2023, Chapter 64, Article 8, Section 7, and authorizing the city clerk to file certificate with the Secretary of State. Councilor Anderson, are you still wanting to? Councilor Mayo.
Thank you, President Kennedy. On both of these resolutions, I was just curious about the general nature of, are these reestablishing existing TIF districts? Are we creating some new ones? I see Lot D and Pier B, I think, are on the second resolution, and it looks like the medical district is the first one. So,
President Kennedy, Councilor Mayo, these are two items that we asked for from the state legislature as part of the recent legislative session, and what they do is allow for us to have more flexibility both in the regional exchange district and at Lot D to help us as we work towards development in both those areas. No major changes to anything other than that it gives us more options.
Thank you.
We'll move on to Councilor Anderson.
Thank you, President Kennedy. Resolution 488, authorizing agreement with the Duluth Economic Development Authority for storage of materials on Lot D. Resolution 491, approving a first amendment to the development agreement between the City of Duluth and Center City Housing for the Wadena West Residential Project. Resolution 492, authorizing transfer of $128,000 to the Duluth Economic Development Authority and approval of a first amendment to development agreement with Clover Place LLC for construction of the new model of housing for homeless. Resolution 500, authorizing a development agreement between the City of Duluth and HNH LLC for the development of the plat rearrangement of part of Western Woods Division located southeast of Anderson Road and Decker Road. And Resolution 504, vacating unimproved platted rights of way in the plat of Western Woods Division contingent on the replatting of certain land in the plat into the plat of rearrangement of part of Western Woods Division. Resolution 506, vacating a building line easement located on part of Lot 4, Blocks 19, Harrison's Division. And Resolution 519, granting Relator Rebecca Mullenberg's motion to stay the City Council's May 8, 2023 decision reversing the Planning Commission's decision to grant the petition for an environmental assessment worksheet for a hotel at Sunby Road and West Page Street. And Resolution 520, denying Relator Rebecca Mullenberg's motion to stay the City Council's May 8, 2023 decision reversing the Planning Commission's decision to grant the petition for an environmental assessment worksheet for a hotel at Sunbeat Road and Page Street. And if I may, President Kennedy, just point out to councilors that back at the beginning of the agenda, there are three exhibits, a stay request letter, and then two exhibits referring to those last two resolutions. So please, if you would, study that information. And I think if you have questions in advance, you about technicalities or whatever, you can reach out to Attorney St. George's office. And we'll need then to pull those two resolutions, item 19 and 20, resolutions 519 and 520. And thank you for that. And then I'd like to ask Mr. Van Tassel, please, the two pieces here that I've not really heard of mentioned before are the Western Woods Division contingent. So this is I understand a new development that's happening, and there's some changes, and I've just never heard anything about this. So if we could get a little of information from someone around that, thank you very much.
Thank you, President Kennedy. Councillor Anderson, Director Van Tassel can fill us in on that.
Perfect. Thank you.
For a few months here, so forgive me if I'm a little rusty at this planning business, but happy to answer a few of your questions related to these two resolutions about Western Woods development. So this is a replatting of the area in that development, and it'll be platted into 15 different lots. So 15 units will be created through this development. It is located southeast of Decker Road and Anderson Road in Piedmont neighborhood. And what Resolution 500 calls for is approving the development agreement, which will include ensuring that the city also is able to provide utilities in that area, as well as other infrastructure and tree and wetland preservation. And the accompanying Resolution 504 related to this is simply vacating some of the existing rights away that are in that area. So basically the developer that will be moving forward with this project is making it fit the plan to so they can develop further.
If I'm looking at Exhibit B, is the planning department's information, and looking at the maps that are on there, it seems like this is all pretty clear except for one little small piece. It's clear of Miller Creek, so that we wouldn't expect that there's going to be any issues around that.
Yeah. So the wetland plan that's part of the development agreement will be the wetland preservation plan will be part of that, and I'll ensure that the creek appropriately.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Anderson, for all your lead up into the last item. Thank you so much. Vice President Randorf.
Thank you, President Kennedy. Just a quick question on 19 and 20. Are we calling Rebecca Mullenberg a relator and not an appellant? Can you fill us in on the legal terminology with that?
President Kennedy, Councillor Randorf. I can't right now, actually, but I will find out for Monday and let you know.
Councillor Mayo.
Thank you, President Kennedy. Question first about the Lot D resolution. I see that Exhibit A kind of demonstrates how it's not going to interfere. The storage of those materials on the lot won't interfere with the concrete pad demolition. Is there any other anticipated activity on the lot in the meantime while this is happening that it would potentially interrupt, or is that kind of been anticipated?
President Kennedy, Councilor Mayo, there's no other specific activity that we're planning. We would love for that to be a problem, and we are working with the developer to make that a problem. But at this point, there's not any other issue. And were there to be one, we have we would be able to work with them to adapt.
Concrete pad would be one of the first steps, I'm assuming, in that process of prepping that site.
President Kennedy, Councilor Mayo, it is the main domino that needs to fall. Yes.
And then one more question, if I may, on Resolution 506. I was just trying to understand that one a little bit more and the context around the easement. It looks like for one specific home in the Congdon Park neighborhood, I believe. And then just wondering kind of if there was any commentary from neighbors or anything that was that came to Planning Commission around that, or if it looks like it was a 5-0 vote, so it may not have been too much of a hassle.
President Kennedy, Councilor Mayo, I think you're reading this correctly. It is a single-family home development, and there was not any pushback to it. I don't know if Director Van Tessel has any additional information on it, but that is the way I've understood it.
And it looks like maybe just an extension of a lower level or something like that from my reading. Okay, thank you.
Anderson, is your hand still up? Councilor Mayo, you're reading.
Thank you, President Kennedy. Let's see. Yes, item 21, Resolution 456 is authorizing Amendment Number 2 to Contract L30475 with Short Elliott Hendrickson Incorporated for the Cross City Trail Phase 3 in the amount of $69,590 for a new total of $185,790. And Resolution 486 is awarding a contract to JMF Construction Incorporated for the 2023 citywide patch and sidewalk project in the amount of $151,558.50.
Not seeing any hands. Councilor Tominick, please.
President Kennedy. Resolution 482, authorizing acceptance of a Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Lake Superior Coastal Program grant to purchase and install 4 automated rip current warning system units in the amount of $4,500. Resolution 487, authorizing an agreement with Central Square Technologies, LLC, to assist in the enforcement of the false alarm ordinance. Resolution 489, authorizing the execution of a second amendment to the agreement between the City of Duluth, Center for Alcohol and Drug Treatment, CADT, and Jeffrey R. Maas, PhD, for the fiscal year 2020 Comprehensive Opioid Stimulant and Substance Abuse Program, COSAP, award for CADT to provide a graduate licensed social worker in one treatment bed for a total sum not to exceed $101,611. Resolution 490, authorizing the execution of an agency agreement with Leds Online, LLC, providing for the utilization of an electronic pawn shop reporting service for 3 years for a total subscription fee of $46,828.
Councilor Mayo.
Thank you, President Kennedy. I was just kind of curious on Resolution 482 with these rip current warning systems, what exactly that entails, how we've kind of monitored that to date, and how that'll help increase safety out on our beaches.
Kennedy, Councilor Mayo, I can't speak to how it is specifically monitored to date, but what happens when we do have a riptide warning is we actually have a manual flag system. And so if you go out across the lift bridge, as you're crossing the lift bridge on the immediate left, there's a flag that'll be up. And yesterday I was out there and it was green. If it's dangerous, it's red. So this will be digital systems that will be able to be changed without someone having to do that physically and allow for much quicker ability to warn folks and to add additional locations for that.
Great. Real-time warnings, I think, is the way we should be going. So happy about that.
We will have Vice President Randorf read in for Councilor Hobbs.
Thank you, President Kennedy. Resolution 493 is a resolution to accept a $22,000 donation from the generous community members, friends, and loved ones of the Berry family to support playground improvements at Chester Park in honor and memory of Rihanna, Sean, Shuwei, and Sadie Berry. Resolution 494 is a resolution authorizing approval and implementation of the Lake Walk Interpretive Plan. Resolution 495 is a resolution authorizing an amendment to Agreement L30521 with LHB Inc. for professional landscape architecture and coastal engineering services for Duluth Lake Walk in Brighton Beach for an increase of $8,990 and a new total amount not to exceed $455,817. Resolution 497 is authorizing an amendment to Agreement L30107 with LHB for additional engineering design services and construction administration for Lincoln Park restoration for an increase of $11,750 and a new total not to exceed $236,400. Resolution 498 is a resolution authorizing a challenge partnership agreement with the Department of the Army, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, to donate a portion of the pedestrian walkway that was inadvertently constructed on property owned by the United States of America. Resolution 501 is a resolution authorizing a right of entry with the United States of America to allow for use of certain city-owned property in Canal Park in connection with a construction project on adjacent property owned by the United States of America. Resolution 502, a resolution authorizing acceptance of a Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program grant in the amount not to exceed $1,000. Resolution 503 is authorizing acceptance of a Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Federal Recreation Trail Program grant for $150,000 for rehabilitation of snowmobile infrastructure in the Spirit Mountain area. Resolution 505 authorizes the First Amendment to Agreement 24401 with the U.S. Department of Interior National Park Service to increase the funding award by $140,000 for the continued design and development of Wabashikanana. I always say that wrong. How do you say it? Wabashikanana. The Martin Trail.
All together now?
Wabashikanana.
Kidding, but thank you. But thank you. Thank you so much. Any questions? Councilor Tominick.
President Kennedy, I'm looking to see which ordinance it is. I wonder if we should pull the one that talks about accepting the plan for the Lake Walk, because it's such a beautiful plan. I'd like to give it the attention it deserves. Number is that?
That is item number 28, I believe, resolution 494.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you. We got that one.
Yep.
All right, any other, no other hands? Mr. Anderson, I'm watching you now. Go ahead, please.
Or to move on to the ordinance. Ordinance 15, amending the official zoning map of the city of Duluth to reclassify property at the former DWP site in the Fairmount neighborhood from residential traditional R1 and residential urban R2 to residential planned RP.
Questions? Your hand is up.
I guess I'll just ask, is there anything unusual about this? There's been changes around the railroad and the DWP and all that ongoing for years. Is there anything unique that we should be aware of in this situation?
President Kennedy, Councilor Anderson, not from the administration's perspective. Certainly, if you have specific questions, we're happy to either answer them or work to get your answers before Monday.
I'm good.
I can add that there are, in the planning department, there had been some changes made in accordance to some setbacks from the trails and some density, which included some of the community conversation. I'm pleased with the process and what's going to be moving forward. We have a lot of housing that's affordable housing that's being developed, especially in West Duluth, but across our city, and we're on a great path to make our goals to make sure everyone has a home here. Councilor Owl?
I had a question from the Great Lakes Aquarium Board, specifically addressing the Lake Walk reconstruction. They were just trying to figure out a timeline on when that construction was going to affect. So I'm kind of looking at the plan and looking at the estuary garden and when that, if if you by chance knew what time period that was going to be, the construction would be during. They just would want some dates to be better prepared for that.
President Kennedy, Councillor Owl, my understanding is that, and I will get you more specifics, but my general understanding is that we're still intending to begin that construction project this summer, that it likely will run through the bulk of next summer as well. But I will ask Director Philby Williams to reach out with a more specific timeline.
Thank you, and I'll follow up with Director Jay Walker at the aquarium. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Again on Monday, we are adjourned. I make the. I made it, though. I made that one. I have a new record. It was supposed to be Eric or something. I was sitting in for him. And it was funny because Hobbs wanted to ask a question.
Yeah.
Remember?